Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my Torah. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Yahuwah and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Yaakov and appointed a Torah in Yasharel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in Elohim and not forget the works of El, but guard his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose ruach was not steadfast with El. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They did not guard the covenant of Elohim, and refused to walk in his Torah, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Mitzrayim, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking El Elyon in the wilderness. And they tempted El in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yeah, they spoke against Elohim. They said, "Can El furnish a table in the wilderness?" Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore Yahuwah heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Yaakov, and anger also came up against Yasharel, because they believed not in Elohim and trusted not in his Yeshua. Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the grain of heaven. Man did eat angels' food, he sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat, and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of Elohim came upon them, and slew the fattest of them, and smote down the chosen men of Yasharel. For all this they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after El. And they remembered that Elohim was their rock, and El Elyon their redeemer. Nevertheless they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yet many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and comes not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted El, and limited the Holy One of Yasharel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy, how he had wrought his signs in Mitzrayim and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and had turned their rivers into blood and their floods that they could not drink. He sent diverse sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. He made a way to his anger, he spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Mitzrayim, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. and he led them on safely so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain which his right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Yasharel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and provoked Elohim Elyon, and did not guard his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow. For they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When Elohim heard this, he was wroth and greatly abhorred Yasharel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. He gave his people over also unto the sword, and was wroth with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. The priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then Adonai awoke as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouts by reason of wine. And he smote his enemies in the hinder parts. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Yosef, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Yehuda, the Mount Zion which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he has established forever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes great with young, he brought him to feed Yaakov his people, and Yasharel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Psalm 79. O Elohim, the heathen are come into your inheritance. Your holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Yerushalayim on heaps. The dead bodies of your servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heavens, the flesh of your saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Yerushalayim, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Yahuwah, will you be angry forever? Shall your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath upon the heathen that have not known you, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon your name. For they have devoured Yaakov, and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities, let your tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O Elohai of our Yeshua, for the glory of your name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins, for your name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their Elohim? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of your servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before you. According to the greatness of your power, preserve those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached you, O Adonai. So we, your people, and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. Psalms 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Yasharel, you that lead Yosef like a flock, you that dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Menasheh, stir up your strength, and come and save us. Turn us again, O Elohim, and cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Yahuwah Elohim Sevaot, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You feed them with the bread of tears, and give them tears to drink in great measure. You make us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O Elohim Sevaot, and cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. You have brought a vine out of Mitzrayim, you have cast out the heathen and planted it. You prepared room before it, and did cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why have you then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood wastes it, and the wild beast of the field devours it. Return, we beseech you, O Elohim Sevaot, look down from heaven and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which your right hand has planted, and the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of Adam, whom you made strong for yourself. So will not we go back from you, quicken us, and we will call upon your name. Turn us again, O Yahuwah Elohim Sevaot, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Psalms 81. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength, make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Yaakov. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow the shofar on the new month today on our solemn feast. For this was a statute for Yasharel and a law of the Elohim of Yaakov. This he ordained in Yahusef for a testimony when he went out through the land of Mitzrayim, where he heard a language that he did not understand. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah, Salah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto you, O Yasharel, if you will hearken unto me. There shall no strange El be in you, neither shall you worship any strange El. I am Yahuwah Elohaka, which brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Yasharel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Yasharel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of Yahuwah should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied you. Psalms 82. Elohim stands in the assembly of the mighty, he judges among the Elohim. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked, Salah? Defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are Elohim, and all of you are children of El Elyon. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O Elohim, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Psalms 83. Keep not your silence, O Elohim, hold not your peace, and be not still, O El. For lo, your enemies make a tumult, and they that hate you have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted against your hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yasharel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against you. The tabernacles of Edom and the Yishmaelim of Moab and the Hagarim, Gaval and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistine with the inhabitants of Tyre, Ashur also is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot, Salah. Do unto them as unto the Midianim, as to Sisera, as to Yavin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Ein Dor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Orev and like Zeev, yea, all their princes as Zavak and as Salmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves at the houses of Elohim in possession. O Elohai, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burns wood, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire. So persecute them with your tempest, and make them afraid with your storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Yahuwah. Let them be confounded and troubled forever, yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that you, whose name alone is Yahuwah, are El Elyon over all the earth. Psalms 84. How amiable are your tabernacles, O Yahuwah Sevaot! My soul longs, yea, even faints for the courts of Yahuwah. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living El. Yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Yahuwah Sevaot, my King and my Elohim. Blessed are they that dwell in your house, they will be still praising you, Salah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also fills the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appears before Elohim. O Yahuwah Elohim Sevaot, hear my prayer, Give ear, O Elohai of Yaakov, Salah. Behold, O Elohim, our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Elohim than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For Yahuwah Elohim is a sun and shield. Yahuwah will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Yahuwah Sevaot, blessed is the man that trusts in you. Psalms 85. Yahuwah, you have been favorable unto your land. You have brought back the captivity of Yaakov. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin. Salah. You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned yourself from the fierceness of your anger. Turn us, O Elohai of our Yeshua, and cause your anger toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you draw out your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Yahuwah, and grant us your Yeshua. I will hear what El Yahuwah will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely his Yeshua is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, Yahuwah shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Psalms 86. Bow down your ear, O Yahuwah, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my soul, for I am holy. O Elohai, save your servant that trusts in you. Be merciful unto me, O Adonai, for I cry unto you daily. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for unto you, O Adonai, do I lift up my soul. For you, Adonai, are good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon you. Give ear, O Yahuwah, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the Elohim there is none like unto you, O Adonai, neither are there any works like unto your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Adonai, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things, you are Elohim alone. Teach me your way, O Yahuwah, I will walk in your truth, unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Adonai Elohai, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the lowest Sheol. O Elohim, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set you before them. But you, O Adonai, are an El full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give your strength unto your servant, and save the son of your handmaid. Show me a sign for good, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed, because you, Yahuwah, have helped me and comforted me. Psalms 87. His foundation is in the holy mountains. Yahuwah loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Yaakov. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of Elohim, Salah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babel to them that know me. Behold, Pheleshah and Tyre with Cush, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and El Elyon himself shall establish her. Yahuwah shall count when he writes up the people, that this man was born there, Salah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there, all my springs are in you. Psalms 88. O Yahuwah Elohai of my Yeshua, I have cried day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you, incline your ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws nigh unto Sheol. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that has no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and they are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Your wrath lies hard upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. Salah. You have put away my acquaintance far from me. You have made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. My eye mourns by reason of affliction. Yahuwah, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands unto you. Will you show wonders to the dead? Shall the Rephaim arise and praise you? Selah. Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto you have I cried, O Yahuwah, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent you. Yahuwah, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer your terrors, I am distracted. Your fierce wrath goes over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compass me about together. Lover and friend have you put far from me, and my acquaintance into darkness. Psalms 89. I will sing of the mercies of Yahuwah forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness shall you establish in the very heavens. I have cut a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Your seed will I establish forever, and build up your throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise your wonders, O Yahuwah, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the Kodeshim. For who in heaven can be compared unto Yahuwah? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto Yahuwah? El is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the Kodeshim, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Yahuwah Elohai Sevaot, who is a strong Yah like unto you, or to your faithfulness round about you? You rule the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your strong arm. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours. As for the world and the fullness thereof, you have founded them. The north and the south you have created them. Tavor and Sherman shall rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm, strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of your throne. Mercy and truth shall go before your face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Yahuwah, in the light of your countenance. In your name shall they rejoice all the day, and in your righteousness shall they be exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn shall be exalted. For Yahuwah is our defense, and the Holy One of Yasharel is our King. Then you spoke in vision to your Kodeshi, and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, You are my Father, my El, and the rock of my Yeshua. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I guard for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my Torah and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and guard not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. But you have cast off and abhorred, you have been wroth with your anointed. You have made void the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. You have set up the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies to rejoice. You have also turned the edge of his sword and have not made him to stand in the battle. You have made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth have you shortened. You have covered him with shame. Selah. How long, Yahuwah, will you hide yourself forever? Shall your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore have you made all men in vain? What man is he that lives and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of Sheol? Selah. Adonai, where are your former loving kindness, which you swore unto David in your truth? Remember, Adonai, the reproach of your servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people. Wherewith your enemies have reproached, O Yahuwah, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be Yahuwah forevermore. Amen and Amen. Psalms 90. Adonai, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are El. You turn man to destruction and say, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. You carry them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers. For we are consumed by your anger, and by your wrath are we troubled. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days are passed away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? Even according to your fear, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Yahuwah, how long, and let it grieve you concerning your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein you have afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let your work appear unto your servants, and your glory unto their children. And let the beauty of Adonai Eloheinu be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish it. Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of El Elyon shall abide under the shadow of El Shaddai. I will say of Yahuwah, He is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made Yahuwah, which is my refuge, even El Elyon, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to guard you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my Yeshua. Psalms 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto Yahuwah, and to sing praises unto your name, O El Elyon, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning, and your faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For you, Yahuwah, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Yahuwah, how great are your works, and your thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knows not, neither does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But you, Yahuwah, are most high forevermore. For lo, your enemies, O Yahuwah, for lo, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of Yahuwah shall flourish in the courts of our Elohim. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that Yahuwah is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalms 93. Yahuwah reigns. He is clothed with majesty. Yahuwah is clothed with strength, wherewith he has girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Yahuwah. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. Yahuwah on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness becomes your house, O Yahuwah, forever. Psalms 94. O Yahuwah El, to whom vengeance belongs, O Elohim, to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself. Lift up yourself, judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Yahuwah, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces your people, O Yahuwah, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, Yah shall not see, neither shall the Elohai of Yaakov regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastises the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall not he know? Yahuwah knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom you chasten, O Yah, and teach him out of your Torah, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be dug for the wicked. For Yahuwah will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the yashari in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless Yahuwah had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, My foot slips, your mercy, O Yahuwah, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, your comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you, which frames mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But Yahuwah is my defense, and my Elohim is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, Yahuwah Eloheinu shall cut them off. Psalms 95. O come, let us sing unto Yahuwah. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our Yeshua. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For Yahuwah is a great El, and a great King above all Elohim. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before Yahuwah our Maker. For he is our Elohim, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swore in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Psalms 96. O sing unto Yahuwah a new song, sing unto Yahuwah all the earth. Sing unto Yahuwah, bless his name, show forth his Yeshua from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For Yahuwah is great and greatly to be praised, he is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the Elohai of the nations are idols, but Yahuwah made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. Give unto Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship Yahuwah in the beauty of holiness, fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that Yahuwah reigns. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before Yahuwah, for he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Psalms 97. Yahuwah reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahuwah, at the presence of the Adonai of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of your judgments, O Yahuwah. For you, Yahuwah, are high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahuwah, hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the Yashari in heart. Rejoice in Yahuwah, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalms 98. O sing unto Yahuwah a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Yahuwah has made known his Yeshua, his righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Yasharel. All the ends of the earth have seen at the Yeshua of our Elohim. Make a joyful noise unto Yahuwah, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto Yahuwah with the harp and the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and sound of shofars, make a joyful noise before Yahuwah the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before Yahuwah, for he comes to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Psalms 99. Yahuwah reigns, let the people tremble. He sits between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. Yahuwah is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise your great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loves judgment. You establish equity, you execute judgment and righteousness in Yaakov. Exalt ye Yahuwah Eloheinu, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moshe and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon El Yahuwah, and he answered them. He spoke unto them in the cloudy pillar, they guarded his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. You answered them, O Yahuwah Eloheinu, you were an El that forgave them, though you took vengeance of their inventions. Exalt Yahuwah Eloheinu, and worship at his holy hill, for Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto Yahuwah, all ye lands. Serve Yahuwah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that Yahuwah, he is Elohim. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For Yahuwah is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Psalms 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment, unto you, O Yahuwah, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when will you come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slanders his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that has a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walks perfect in the way, he shall serve me. He that works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that tells lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the wicked doers from the city of Yahuwah.